Do it and give you his number.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Petra. Just forget what you heard in the beginning of what we did.
I was running around the studio with my head cut off.
I just want to get to my little sensitive side, doctor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
You feel me on this one?
Petra's been sad today, but like...
But not really.
His parrot died, but here's his song. You guys didn't even know, huh? Who's the doctor? It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's the doctor.
It's that doctor that forgets to give Tetra numbers. Bones.
Mexicans, they always mess it up the song.
But I'm going to say the singing Mexican doesn't.
But they are.
Guys,
this is one of those fun shows tonight. Like, we're not doing any interviews. I mean, we are. We're doing one interview, guys.
We're doing one. Tonight's going to be ridiculous. I mean, tonight's just a free show we had open.
We planned the show like 10 minutes before we got on, guys.
I planned this show 5 seconds ago, right before we came on the air. No joke, though. I need to know something. Tetra, is there a way we can mute the audience for like 5 quick seconds? I don't know if we can do that, can we?
Let me
I need to give you a number, the person we're going to call tonight, and I totally forgot to give it to you, and I spazzed out till we went live.
We're totally opposite right now.
I did. Let's try it out. We will find out right now, guys. We'll find out. Get a pen, Tetra, so I can give you this number.
Dude, doctor.
What's up?
I don't think we could do it.
All right. Well, I'm just going to give you the number on the air, okay?
Everybody, I think there's a way to take the audience off. And
I know,
talk.
But I don't know how to do it. We're just going to have to
get... You want me to do it real quick? Let me see if I can do it real quick?
No, don't, because I don't want to hang up on the audience. And then we'll
but hold on real quick, man. Let me just... Because this computer's pretty stupid. It's a Mac.
I feel you. Guys, Mi Niña Bonita by Chino y Nacho? I don't know. Jim showed me this song. And I was like, dude, you're white. Why are you listening to this song? And he was like, he started speaking to me in Spanish, too. I was like, what the heck? But this song is beautiful. I am tripping.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm about to do something real quick.
You can take off the air real quick so I can give you the number, right?
Before, yeah, real quick. Guys, 10 seconds. Hold
10
on.
Seconds. Ready?
Wait.
All right, 760?
No.
What's the... You ready?
Okay.
And we're back. Sorry for that little mishap. And if you guys probably heard that whole thing, I'm sorry.
If we really did that wrong and you guys heard everything, please don't call this guy.
Please don't call him because he doesn't deserve it. But it's our fault for not putting in the system. But whatever. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Today's show is going to be amazing. Like,
it's going to be pretty fun. You know, today we're watching American Idol.
We were.
And you know that girl we had on last Friday? It was Friday, right?
I didn't have her on Friday. We had her on Thursday, homie.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to lie. I've been drinking some Dos
Equis. I ain't going to lie. I've been taking popping some pills. Some X.
All right, last Thursday, we had this girl named Hannah. I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember her last name.
Yeah, Mulholland.
Hannah, okay. Hannah Mulholland. And we had her on, and she was singing really beautiful, like, you know,
beautiful,
I thought she was
man. Ah, I love her.
We were watching Idol, and she wasn't on.
I didn't see her, so I don't know what happened.
I was mad. I wasted, like, an hour of my life watching that.
I watched it for 2 hours, and that little Porky kid got on. You kidding me? You kidding me right now? You kidding me? Porky McGee got on, but Hannah Mulholland did it. You kidding me?
Did he make it?
Come on, man.
Pork Chop made it?
It's a what?
Pork Chop made it?
Yeah, Pork Chop made it. His name's JC, too.
JC.
If you guys don't know, Tetra had this crazy friend named JC, and I drove past his house one time, and he just had his ball cap, like, really low, and he was staring right into the sun.
Wait, what was his name?
JC, was it? Oh, JP or JC?
The guy's name was Jamie, stupid.
I don't know, guys, I'm sorry.
Dude, I bet you JC stands for just chicken, because that's all he eats.
We're on it tonight, guys. Oh, man.
Good night,
just
man.
Chicken. That's what you're going to get tonight. No, I'm just kidding. But this guy, so this is the story behind this guy tonight. We gave everybody the wrong number a couple weeks back. I don't know what was going on here. Our computer, Hannah, was all messed up. So,
yeah.
Like, we named our computer Hannah, but we gave everybody the wrong number. We gave, what is it, 484-8843 instead of 454.
Yeah, instead of 454, yeah.
8843. And so everybody was calling this dude named Curtis Craig.
Uh-huh.
Beats me. I don't know how. But it's actually a number. And, yeah, we called him right after the show, too. We're like, we left him a message. We're like, hey, man, you should come on the show. And then he called you back, didn't he, Tetra?
He called me back, and he's like, yeah, I'd love to take up your offer. I'd like to be on the show. I was like, cool, dude, you know, we'll schedule for a date, get you on. And he's the date, guys.
He's the date, an open date. It's the only open date we had because the rest were booked for the rest of the month. But Jim was talking to him, and Jim was like, Jim was talking to him, and he told us that he's going to sing a song, too. What?
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. He's going to sing, it's called Lily of the West, I think. Yeah, I think so. Lily of the West. Right, Jim? Give me a thumbs up. Lily of the West, that's what it is, by Bob Dylan.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
That's a toughie, but, you know, I think we can do
it. If anybody can do it, Curtis Craig can do it.
Curtis Craig, the man with two first names, Ricky Bobby, you feel me? We got Ricky Bobby in the house. That's all my kids when we bring him on.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Ricky Bobby! I don't care.
Is that even his name?
Curtis Bobby! He's all confused.
What is this?
We have a new system, guys, for our, like, what we call people on. It's new. Brand new. So that's why we're working on the kinks today. We found out we can actually mute the audience now. Like, if we need to, like, if, like, I mute it and, like, Tetra farts or something, I just mute it. It's like,
if we need to go in the back and beat Mickey, like, for, like, 5 seconds.
Exactly. But, yeah.
It's called Andre 3000.
That's exactly what it's called. Our new system's called Andre 3000. I hope you guys like it. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I was going to say something, man. You totally made me forget what I was going to say. It was something good, too. But, that's what I was. Tell them the joke. Tetra, the amazing joke, guys.
What joke is it?
It's the one with the guy, the doctor.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
it's something I read online, but it's pretty funny, guys.
I'm going to pretend like... No, just say the whole thing. Go ahead, go.
You want me to be the doctor and you be the guy or what?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm the doctor, right?
All
right. I'm calling you. I'm like, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm a formal doctor, so I'm going to address you as man. But, I got some good news and some bad news.
Give it to me straight, dog.
Okay. The good news, you have 24 hours to live, man. You know, that cancer's really getting, you only have 24 hours to live.
Dude, what the heck? How's that even the good news? What's the bad news, man?
Dude, bad news? I got the results in yesterday and I forgot to call you. I'm sorry.
Then he never answers back. He just died.
He just dies right there, guys.
That's exactly what happens. But Dr. Bones is smooth. Tetra's natural. You feel me? I'm going to announce that today on the show. I'm a smooth man. Tetra's hairy.
Dude, I'm like a... Have you guys ever seen Step Brothers when Will Ferrell barges in? He's a lumberjack. That's me.
I'm not kidding. I had to take my shirt off or something today, and Tetra's like, why are you so smooth?
I was like, why are you a baby?
Like, I don't know. I felt like baby powder on my body. I took my shirt off because I had to wipe a little something off the window. I just like taking my shirt off all the time. I didn't shave my body. And then Tetra, he was like, well, look at this piece of meat. And he took his shirt off.
Yeah, dude.
That dude's rocking like a bush. I'm not even kidding, on his chest.
Dude, that's what I do. I'm rocking that 70s afro.
On his
chest. On my chest.
On his chest. On both pegs. Two afros. It's pretty cool.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
You wanna get this guy Craig on the line? Curtis Craig?
Craighead? You wanna get him on the line?
What did his shirt say? Steel erection or something?
Steel erection.
I hated that guy.
There was this kid in Spanish class, guys, freshman year. His name was Craighead. He was stupid.
That was his last name.
His last name was Craighead. Come on.
His name was like Gaga.
It was Aaron, wasn't it? Aaron Craighead?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I know that. You remember that little white kid, Sam?
Yeah, the one that beat up Rudy.
You wore bell bottoms. It is what it is, guys. If you guys go to Maryville, you'd understand, trust me. If you don't, I'm sorry, because a lot of people that listen don't go to Maryville.
Neither they don't.
Yeah, so let's
get
this guy Craig on.
Pa.
Calm down, buddy. Let's get this guy Craig on. Let's do it.
Hey, doctor.
Oh, and real quick, guys. We have this new segment called Pick Your Poison. It's going to be beautiful. I'm not even kidding. Just get ready for it. That's all I got to say about
it
that.
It pretty much is.
But just get ready for that.
Hey, doctor, let me just try to figure this. Hang on real quick.
Try to figure out the new system, man. I'll be here. Try to figure out Andre out. So, guys, what's up? It's me and you again. How you doing? All right, I'll talk to you later. Now, this song, Mi Niña Bonita. I love this song. I ain't even kidding. We were driving over here to the studio, and I was bumping this the whole way. I'm not even kidding. Like, we took the top down. My hair was flowing. My hair's super long right now. Flowing in the wind. And I was like, I was doing like, what is it called? Like popping and locking in the car to the song. And these old guys just kept staring at us. They were eating oranges. And you know how like you put an orange in your mouth and like it makes like an orange smiley face? Anyway, I'm popping and locking it. And I turn and look at the homeless guys. And they had oranges in their mouth for smiles. I literally peed myself. I ain't kidding. Like, I almost died. I almost died. I'm not even kidding you. Because, like, imagine homeless guys, and they have orange smiles, and they're looking at you. And they start dancing with me. They start popping and locking it. But, yeah, then I jumped out of the car, and it was all good. Oh, man. If you guys can't see this right now, but Tetra's, like, running around the studio trying to figure this thing out. It's, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But what can you do? What can you do when we've got a new system? Andre 3000. It's going to be good. I'm super excited to interview this guy.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Touch your mouth for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We have that boy, our boy Curtis Craig on.
Curtis Craig, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great. This is a beautiful story. How we got you on the show?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Did you get a lot of people calling your phone?
Yeah, I got probably a dozen or so.
Dang. Okay. I feel you. Our fans are coming strong. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
Did you answer any of them?
I'm sorry?
Did you answer, like, any of the calls? No,
I didn't even answer them. I was actually, I was in class at the time.
For real? Dang.
Yeah, I was in class, so I didn't answer them.
Man.
Because
pants all shaking?
Yeah, my phone, man, honestly, yeah, I was trying to learn, you know, I was in class, so my phone, it was just going crazy, so I just had to turn it off.
What are all these Arizona numbers calling me for?
Yeah, I was like, what? I was just like, what is going on? Like, something's up, but I don't know what's going on. So, I was just like, whatever, you know. I just turned it off.
It's cool. It's cool.
What? What happened?
Yeah.
All right.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna ask you to tell the people like a little bit about yourself if you can. Like, I don't know. Like, what are you about? What's Curtis Craig?
All right. Well, I'm a student right now.
All right. Cool.
I'm 22.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm really into music, actually. I'm really into the guitar. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my passion, I guess you could say.
Cool.
So I pretty much, you know, I play at a church right now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I mean,
cool. Curtis Craig, he's a creative guy. Plays the guitar, wails on it.
He wails on it, guys.
That's pretty much it.
That's cool. That's cool. What school are you going to right now?
I'm going to a little community college out here in San Diego.
Cool.
It's called MiraCosta.
That's cool. That's cool. MiraCosta.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
So we're big on music on the show. We like have so many crazy bands on here. What do you got? What do you got rocking on your iPod right now? Like, what are you listening to right now?
Man, I'm listening to actually the Black Keys a lot. That new album.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
Brothers.
That's my favorite band.
Really?
Listen, I have it playing right now in the back of the studio.
I made a move.
Right there. Black Keys. Have it in the back. That's from Rubber Factory.
That's been what's been playing on my iPod like pretty constantly the last week or two.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Small world. I mean, we call you and we all have the same music interest. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right. So, Tetra, ask him a question, man. We have some pretty wild questions because, like, all we do on the show, we usually interview bands. We have bands that come on, like, up-and-coming bands, and, like, we've never really interviewed a person before, so we're going to ask you some pretty random questions. So,
hey, Curtis.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw out there. What type of laundry detergent do you use?
I
use Tide.
Tide?
Ooh,
Tide's the
way to go.
Tide's the way to go, guys. That's what I use, too. I feel you.
Yep, it keeps them clean.
All right, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
I use, what do I use? I use Colgate.
Colgate? That's good.
Yeah, it took me a while to think about that one. Yeah.
You took too long, so I still went Sensodyne. All right. Tetra, your turn.
Hey, what's your favorite ice cream?
I would have to go with vanilla, actually. I know, it's kind of plain, but...
Typical.
Nothing beats vanilla, man. You can't beat an original.
Yeah, you know, it's classic. It's just, you know,
just
what I like.
I'm all the dark chocolate kind of guy myself.
All right. What's your favorite color, man?
Green, definitely.
Green?
Ooh, my favorite. Green and purple. That's the way to go.
Whole color.
Green and black, I think, but
That's a great combination.
Yeah.
Hawaii
yeah.
Warriors. Feel me?
All right.
What else? Those questions. Well, what are you majoring in school?
Psychology, actually.
Ooh, it's cool.
Yeah.
Read people's minds. No, I'm just kidding. That's cool.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to do.
That's cool.
Paper or plastic, Curtis?
Paper.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, that's nice. Would you rather use a... let's say you're eating some chili. Would you rather use a spork or a real spoon?
Yeah, a real spoon, no question.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. That's my kind of guy, because we've asked that to somebody before, and they said spork, and I slapped him. I was like, what's
Yeah, we beat him up.
No, yeah, it's a spoon, definitely.
Exactly.
Do you think that the stick...
Do I think what?
Do you think with your dipstick, like the one in your car...
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Don't even answer that. Don't even answer that. All right, don't listen to him. Trust me. We have this new segment on the show. It's called Pick Your Poison, and we're gonna do it with you before you play your song. All right. So we're gonna test this out. We've never done this before. All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Tetra, hit it up, man.
All right. The new segment called Pick Your Poison.
All right.
Number one, Pick Your Poison.
Whoopi Goldberg, or Rosie O'Donnell.
Pick Your Poison.
Whoopi O'Donnell. I like to mix them up.
I like them both.
half and half.
He likes Whoopi's body, but Rosie's skin color.
Yeah, just like a mix.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant to say Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg. That's what I was trying to say.
All right, Tetra. Okay,
number two. Pick your poison.
Xbox 360 or PS3.
Pick your poison. All right, man. We gotta go. That's the last question.
PS3, really? What do you like about?
How are you gonna pick a PS3 over Xbox?
It's just, man. I'm just used to it. You know, I'm a PlayStation guy.
It's
my thing, you know.
I feel you. Go to the third one, Tetra.
I'm not saying Xbox is the way to go, but everybody has opinions. Number three, pick your poison.
Rocky or Rambo?
Pick your poison.
Rocky.
Ooh, that's good stuff. That's a good choice, man. All right.
Yeah. Wait, real quick. What's your favorite Rocky movie? Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
I'm a man of originals. Vanilla, Rocky 1.
Yeah, kind of. The classics, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. All right, that's good.
Number four, pick your poison.
Chucks or Nikes?
Chucks.
It's classic again. You're a classic.
That's what I
like to hear,
guys. I got like 8 pairs of Chucks right in my backyard.
Exactly.
That's sweet, dude. There, you know, another classic right there, original.
Exactly. You
can't go wrong.
I don't keep my shoes in my house. I keep them in the backyard. All right,
let's go to the next one.
Hey, number 5, pick your poison.
Hold on. I gotta think about this one. Fender or Gibson?
Oh, Fender.
Ooh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
what kind of guitar are you playing?
I'm playing a Fender.
Playing
that's
Fender?
Why. Yeah. I'm playing a. It's a Strat.
Nice.
Fender Strat.
Ooh, nice. I like it. All right, pick your poisons over. We'll do that again later, guys. You guys are listening. We'll do it to like the next guest. We have Aaron Roach on tomorrow from YouTube. But we want to hear the song, man. What song are you gonna be playing for us tonight?
It's called Lily of the West.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a folk song. You know, I'm pretty into folk too. You know, I like a lot of different kinds of music. So
speaking of folk, do you listen to Mumford and Sons? Come on, man, you got it.
Yeah, dude, I love them, man.
Love them.
I actually like them a lot.
They're great. Their album I Know More. It's the best album of the year. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're a good band, man.
They are. They're great.
For sure.
Well, all right, man. You should play a song, Lily of the West. Kick it off for everybody.
All right. You can hear me, right?
Yep, perfect.
All right. When first I came to Louisville, some pleasures there to find. A damsel there from Lexington was pleasing to my mind. Her rosy cheeks, her ruby lips, like arrows kissed my breast. And the name she bore was Flora, the lily of the west. I courted lovely Flora, some pleasures there to find. She turned unto another man, with sore distress my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. Then go, my lovely Flora, the lily of the west. One day in yonder shady grove, a man of high degree, conversing with my Flora there, it seemed so strange to me. The answer that she gave to him, it sure did me oppress. I was betrayed by Flora, the lily of the west. I stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand. I seized him by the collar there, and boldly made him stand. Being mad from desperation, I pierced him in the breast. All this for faithless Flora, the lily of the west. Had to stand my trial, I had to make my plea. They placed me in the criminal's box, and then commenced on me. Although she swore my life away, deprived me of my rest, still I love my faithless Flora, the lily of the west.
the lily of the west.
Curtis, thank you so much for being on, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, man. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. No problem.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Anytime.
All right, guys. This is one of the few times that I'm going to cuss on this show, but I've heard some shit in my life. And that's one of them. You know, like, I'm sorry that I had to go there. But come on, man. How are you going to come on this show and bring some weak stuff like that?
Dude.
You know, he was yawning. He just woke up from a nap or something.
Dude, no. That's
shut up, we're trying to defend him.
I can say one thing about Curtis. That dude can play the guitar.
The guitar is really good. Yeah, like, the guitar is really cool, but, like...
Curtis, be a lead guitar. Be a lead guitar man.
Yeah, you're not a singer. I'm really sorry if you go back and listen to this after we're done recording. But
I'm looking on our switchboard, and there's, like, 12 numbers from 760, which is, like, his family.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, guys, but... Yeah, so let's get off my back.
I appreciate him. Like, he's a good sport, man.
He was funny. Like,
he was funny, man. He likes that Whoopi Donald. What was it?
Yeah. Like, it was Whoopi
O'Donnell.
He was a funny guy.
He was good.
Yeah, once he went to the thing, and I wanted to hang up.
That's right. Oh, man. We have 3 minutes left. I love this show, guys. This is one of the shows I don't really listen to that show because I like hearing myself talk. But
yeah, I think my voice is stupid.
Yeah, I hate my voice, but I'm going to look back on this, and I'm going to listen to this tonight, and it's going to be super hard. I was just like, hey, Curtis, you know what you can do?
Keep that
shut up,
you filthy animal.
No. Dude, I really thought you were going to boot him.
No, that's cold, dude. That's too cold.
Come on, bro. You don't even have a heart.
I'm glad we're having Aaron Roach on tomorrow to clean this place up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to... Oh, dude, I don't even know. I don't even know right now. You know, like, if this...
In the shower.
Hey, Doctor.
What's up, man?
If this dad's rocking, you know, can you come in? Because I'm probably having a seizure.
That's a good joke, guys. It's a good joke. If you don't laugh, you don't have a heart. You feel me? You're hot.
I'm
stuck in a lollipop. I eat lollipops. My friend gave this to me. Thank you very much for this lollipop.
Mickey's your friend.
Mickey's not my friend. I hate Mickey. But yes, thank you a lot for this lollipop. What?
I want to be smooth like Keith Stone.
Guys, like, I'm speechless right now. I'm sitting in the studio just looking at Tetra right deeply in his eyes because I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just looking at... Oh, I have something to say. You guys want to know a fun fact?
What?
Tetra's the only person I can talk to on the toilet. Just if you're wondering. Like, legitimately, I can have a conversation with him on the toilet. Like, I'm not even kidding.
It's not weird, guys.
Well, that's not weird. Like, I'll call him, and I'll be on the toilet, he'll be on the toilet. I'll sit in the bathroom, he'll be on the toilet, I'll be on the toilet.
Yeah, like,
toilet.
An hour later, I never hear the water running from the...
Same toilet.
From him washing his hands. But,
toilet, right?
Yeah, you know, like...
I'm sitting facing forward, and he's sitting facing...
Sometimes we like to cross swords, you know, but that's what we do.
Cross swords? You know, we do what we do. Sword fight, we do what we can.
Yeah, but, I don't know, baby. That's what we do.
I don't, but...
No.
I don't do that. Tonight's been a great show, guys. I mean...
Yeah, tonight was, like, more than I expect. I mean, I expect a lot of this show. And,
well, I didn't expect this much from tonight because I just wasn't expecting it, you know? But
yeah.
Craig came on here. Oh, I dropped my lollipop on the carpet! Now I gotta eat it off the floor.
Now I gotta eat it off the ground.
Man, there's hairs all over my lollipop now.
Dude, just use Mickey's butt to wipe it off.
Gross, it'll just be filled more hairs. I ain't trying to do that right now. Dang it.
Is it lit?
I feel like I'm licking a rug now.
You're licking Mickey's butt.
Guys, we have like 30 seconds left. What were you gonna say though? We're gonna say something. I don't know. Erin Roach is on tomorrow. Can't wait for that. She's gonna sing you're going to cry how beautiful it is tomorrow, Aaron Rocha. She's going to sing Smile, and you're going to have a giant smile on your face, trust me.
And if you don't,
keep the change. You know, keep the change if you don't.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
We have 18 seconds left. I'm just going to watch the clock run down. Goodbye. I'm just kidding. This is Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra.
This is Craig. Sure, dude.
Feel free, put it free.
We'll see you guys later, man. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, thanks.